our subject is stores management. And in chapter 17, we learned about cost control of warehouse. And now, chapter number 18, we'll discuss warehouse performance management. See, if we have to be profitable, if we have to be productive, if we have to have very high efficiency, then we have to definitely improve performance continuously for satisfying our customer, satisfying all the customer requirements. It has become very important to match or even exceed customer requirements, customer expectations in terms of quality and service provided. Just one example of poor service, one example of poor service can far outweigh all of the times where deliveries were made on time in full. We always have been giving deliveries on time in full. But what happened? Only one example of poor service and everything is, you know, in a bad shape. It has become very important to match or even continuously exceed customer expectations, and that is to continuously without any gap. It is far cheaper to keep an existing customer than to find a new customer. So you have to retain the existing customers at any cost. An increase of 5% in customer retention can increase profits by 25% to even 95%. So I would say, if you have 25 customers, keep all of them. They have to be loyal to you, because increase of just 5% in customer retention can increase profits by 25% to 95%, and we are here to make profits. On the other hand, it costs 6 to 7 times more to gain a new customer than to retain an existing customer. Definitely we have to get new customer, but what people will do? They will lose 3 customers and get 1 new customer. That is not correct. You have to retain the existing customers. So for that, what is required? We have to fulfill customer expectations continuously. From a warehouse perspective, you have to ensure accuracy. That is, if the order is for 100 pieces, give them 100 pieces, not 97 pieces. Quality, that means the as per the customer requirements, as per the design, quality. Then timeliness, that means we have to give the delivery in time. And cost effectiveness, that means we have to maintain the cost also within the processes you control. Unless we measure our performance against customers' expectations and continuously improve, for example, customers' expectations today are different. Tomorrow, it can be different. It changes continuously. Customers' expectations change continuously. So, our performance should be measured against the expectations of that time. Otherwise we are in a danger of losing our customers. And you know, if we don't retain our customers, we are in for a very high cost, as already told to you. We are also in danger of incurring additional costs for getting the new customers. Further, the success of a warehouse depends on measuring the right KPI. What is KPI? Key performance indicator, such as labor hours utilization, warehouse area utilization, not area only horizontal, vertical areas, three-dimensional area utilization, That means number of pallets, material handling equipment utilization. We can't have material handling equipment, but we are keeping it idle. We can't have that. Tracking warehouse KPIs helps you analyze trends and patterns over time and implement strategies to stay competitive. For that, maybe benchmarking is required. We have to do it, but we have to stay competitive. Our competitive advantage is very important to keep the business running for years together. That we have already seen. We should measure the warehouse performance regularly. Like we discussed in last chapter, we have to control the cost. And this chapter, I am emphasizing on performance. There are a number of reasons why we need to measure performance and productivity within the warehouse. We measure performance because we need to ensure customer satisfaction. Customer focus is always there, has to be there. Because customer only is giving power to our business. Then we measure performance because we ensure that there is a culture of continuous improvement within the operation. Then we need to discover potential issues before they become major problems. So that is our own interest. Then we need to train staff in the right areas, train and retrain and retrain and train them again. Reward our staff when appropriate. When the performance is good, we have to also take care of our staff. We have to reward them. So, how we will reward? Only when we know that we improve our performance. We should be measuring four areas within the warehouse. First, reliability. What is reliability? What is reliability? It includes on-time delivery, fill rates, how you are filling the customer orders, accuracy, how accurately you are doing it. Customer needs, let us say, delivery van, but we give them different van, ambulance. That is not correct. On-time delivery, fill rates, and accuracy. Reliability. Customer will rely on you. Your services are reliable to the customer. So, if the promise to the customer is to give, let us say, the delivery on 15th August, you have to give the delivery even before 15th August. On-time delivery, fill rates, that is the speed at which you are filling the customer orders, and accuracy, that is, if customer wants 50 parts, you have to give them only 50 parts and not 49. So accuracy on that. Customer satisfaction depends on reliability. 100% I can say that. Then flexibility, order cycle time. That means if a customer has given the order today, and you are delivering the order after 15 days, that is called as order cycle time. So order cycle time is probably the best measure of flexibility, as it covers all aspects of the customer order progress. How we handle the order initially, whether we have the stock available. Suppose customer order is there, but we don't have stock. Then how can we fulfill the customer order? How quickly we can process the order if the stock is not there, just in time. So what is the cycle time? So how quickly we can process the order through the warehouse and how quickly we can deliver to the customer, very important. So reliability and flexibility both directly relate to the customer satisfaction. Then cost, definitely. Cost measurements include, we have discussed, percentage of sales, productivity against the labor hours. Then asset utilization. What is asset? What all equipment we have. It includes efficient use of warehouse space. material handling equipment, staff, utilization of staff and storage equipment. Warehouse utilization is normally measured in the amount of floor space, cubic space, that is vertical space, cubic space. That means some people can utilize all the horizontal space. But cubic space, what about that? That is empty. Then we will lose again. So, measured in the amount of floor space, cubic space, it can be measured as the number of pallet locations. How many pallets are there? Stacked one upon the another. It can be measured as the number of pallet locations utilized against the total number of locations available, pallet locations available. In order to ensure that we provide our customers with the service they require, we need to understand our customers' requirements. What are the customers' requirements? Customers' requirement is on time in full, OTIF. Customer requirement, accuracy, quality, delivery time. We also need to understand the limitations we have within our company. So we have to slowly and steadily remove the limitations. We need to monitor performance against the criteria that are important to our customers. For example, delivery of the perfect order. What is perfect order? That I will explain in this chapter only. We also need to monitor performance against the criteria that are important to us. Definitely cost. Customer is important. But costs are also important, as explained in the chapter number, earlier chapter 17. Because we have to earn profits also. So first thing is productivity. What is productivity? The essence of productivity measurement is the recording and analysis of the time it takes to perform each handling movement within the warehouse. At different times of the day and undertaken by different people, how much time they need. I will explain this to you. If you have to continuously improve the operation, you have to measure each activity accurately at different times of the day. It can happen that in the morning, the activity is faster. In the afternoon, it is very slow. In the night, it is very, very slow. You have to measure each activity accurately at different times of the day and undertaken by different people. Because people in one group are very good. And people in another group are very, very lazy. So it can happen that productivity is different in various shifts, various times. For example, peak order 001. It started at 8:45, finished at 9:03. So it has taken total 18 minutes. In 18 minutes, they have lifted 50 cases. That means in hour, they can do 167. Just calculation. Calculation. Like in 18 minutes, 50 cases. So how many in 60 minutes? 167. Peak order 002, 192 cases. That means productivity in case of peak order 002 is better than or more than peak order 001. Because in peak order 001, they are picking only 167 cases per hour, and in case of 002, 192 cases per hour. So we have to measure this by standing there physically. Similarly, pallets. In case of machine number 1, 40 pallets per hour. In case of machine number 2, 48 pallets per hour. So productivity in case of machine number 2 is more. Why more? What is happening in machine number 1? We have to see this. How we can improve the productivity? In case of machine number 1, how can we improve the productivity in peak order 001? That we have to see. Maybe some people are very lazy. Maybe some equipments are very bad. Something is happening. Some people are wasting time. There is some idle time somewhere. So we have to definitely study why the productivity in some cases is poor. I explained this in this example task of peak order 001 starts at 8:45 and finishes at 9:03, which means it takes 18 minutes. Hence, in 1 hour, it will take 167 cases. In case of another, 192 cases. Hence, the productivity of peak order 001 is more than that of 001. While measuring these activities, you also need to take in account the following. Preparation time. How much time it takes for collecting pallets, paperwork, equipment, everything. Human factors, skills. Which people are more skilled? Which people are only newly joined? Then how motivation they have? Are they frustrated? Are they tired? Are they fatigued? Then mechanical factors like battery charging, attachment changes, refueling, operational factors, location system, product replacement, congestion. For example, if there is more congestion, the time will be required more and then the productivity will be less. So you have to see all those idle time hours, analyze those idle time, all excess wages hours, all the skills, all we have to study. So traditional productivity is like this, labor hours utilization. This measurement looks at the utilization of labor hours within the warehouse based on the total number of labor hours, not including breaks, available to work over a particular shift. Formula is labor hours used into 100 divided by labor hours available. For example, in 8 hours time, how many people are working? For 8 hours, so many labor hours are available. But how many hours are actually used? How many people are actually idling? How many people are actually not having any work? We have to utilize all the labor hours available. Then only it is 100% utilization. But what happens? Some people are idling, they don't have work, material is not available, and all this, idle time is there. Some machines are breakdown, some machines are not working, so people are idling, sitting idle. So this is first productivity we have to see. Then warehouse area, that is horizontal area, cubic area. Space utilization is space use into 100 divided by space available. More realistically, we should measure the cubic capacity. Cubic capacity is 3D. Alternatively, we can measure the number of pallet locations. For example, how many pallet locations are there? How many pallet locations are actually utilized? So space utilization is, for example, 8,600 pallet spaces occupied against 10,000. So 86%, like that we should calculate. Material handling equipment, MHE, I call MHE, that is material handling equipment. Formula is MHE hours used into 100 divided by MHE hours available. For example, forklift, this, that, total MHE hours are available in all the three shifts. How many MHE hours are actually used and how many material handling equipment is lying idle? Nobody is looking at them. It is catching dust. Then units picked per hour. This is real productivity. Formula is unit picked divided by total hours. How many units are picked? In one case, only 167. In another case, 192. In third case, 305. Then unit means individual attempt. Then time taken from arrival of vehicle on the receiving bay to visibility of stock on the system. For example, the vehicle has come at 2 o'clock, lying idle there, nobody is there for picking up the material. 2 o'clock the vehicle has come and the material has gone in the bin at, let us say, 8 o'clock in the night. So dock to stock time is very important. Then cost as a percentage of sale, total warehousing cost into 100 divided by total sales revenue. That means we can do all the work We can do all the reduce the cost, etc. Everything we will do. But what is the percentage on total sales revenue? For example, all work we are doing, but sales revenue is, let us say, very less. So cost will be more. Then cost per order dispatched. Formula is total warehouse cost divided by total order shipped. How many orders are shipped? Are warehousing cost is one thing. And we are doing all the things. We are doing everything. People are there. Material handling equipment is there. Everything is there. But our sales revenue is less. We are not shipping enough orders. Then what is the use? Cost will be more. So everything we have to do this very, very important thing. Then customer service, order accuracy, orders picked and dispatched accurately. That means whatever customer wants, quality and quantity and type of the material divided by total orders received. Suppose total orders received, but we have dispatched different material, different quality, different quantity. What is the use? Then on-time shipments, as OTIF, orders delivered as per customer request divided by total orders received. Very important. This formula, very important. New performance metrics. I was always talking about on-time, in full, OTIF, and perfect order completion. What is OTIF and what is perfect order? These are two different things. For example, metrics are on-time delivery is 97%, in-full delivery is 98.5%. On-time in-full. So 97 into 98.5, that is OTIF is 97% into 98.5% is 95.5% is the OTIF. How to calculate OTIF? On-time delivery into in-full delivery is OTIF. And we have to improve the OTIF for fulfilling the customer requirements. And perfect order completion is what? On-time delivery plus in-full delivery plus damage-free delivery also. Plus accurate documentation also. So multiply 97 into 98.5 into 99.5. Into 98%, total is 93.2% is the perfect order completion. Very, very important, very, very important. OTIF is important and perfect order completion is important. OTIF is different, perfect order completion is different. We have to improve OTIF also, plus we have to improve perfect order completion also. Then inventory, stock cover in days, number of units in stock 500, annual sales in units 4000. Annual sales is 4000 and I have 500. That means sales per day, 4000 divided by 360 is 11. So I have 46 days stock available. Because I have to sell every day 11 pieces. I have 500. So I have 46 days stock with me. So I don't have to worry about tomorrow because I have 46 days stock. But what is the stock turn? Number of units in stock is 500, annual sales is 4000. So inventory turns or stock turn is 4000 divided by 500. That means my stock will be turned 8 times in that year. 500 into 8, like that. For 8 times the stock will be turned. So stock cover is different, stock turn is different. I have 46 days stock and I have 8 inventory turns this way. Then location stock accuracy, number of location of correct stock divided by number of location counted. So correction, accuracy, how accurate is my stock. Correct stock. Number of locations counted. Then stop line accuracy. Number of lines of correct stock counted divided by number, total number of lines counted. Then stock unit accuracy, actual quantity by SKU divided by expected quantity by SKU. Stock accuracy, value of goods in the warehouse divided by book stock. Damage attempts percentage, attempts found damage divided by items dispatched per. These are all the performance measures. See, we can do many things. But if these things are not in order, then we cannot have the performance properly. Then SORT measures. It is necessary to take some measures to fall in line with customers' expectations and to improve the service in the areas which are important to customer. Again and again, I am mentioning the customers. Once the measures are in place, it changes the customer's perceptions immediately. These are termed as soft measures because they deal with intangible attributes. One example of this is customer satisfaction with accuracy of delivery, which I have again and again mentioned. Soft measures are difficult but not impossible to define and measure. A survey via a questionnaire can be used to assess several aspects of customer satisfaction on a scale of 1 to 10. Ask customer. The survey can be repeated at appropriate intervals to examine changes in perceived service. A research has shown that reliability and responsiveness are the most important contributing factors in service quality, which I have already mentioned to you earlier. Following are important factors: providing services as promised, dependability in handling customer service problems, performing services right the first time, providing services at the promised time, maintaining error-free records. Integrated performance models are a mix of actual performance data and customer perception. That means I can say that I am so good in giving the lecture, but how you are perceiving it, that is important. A data is compiled from actual performance reports and from questionnaires sent to customers. Look at this. Perfect order completion. As per my records, target is 5. I say it is 5. I say it is very good. 5. 5 out of 5. Target, weightage for this is, that is importance of this perfect order completion is 50. That means 5 into 50 is 250. I say my performance is 250. I say my performance is 250. But customer says, no, rating is only 3, not 5. So your performance is 150. That means I say my performance is 250 and customer says my performance is only 150. Read, attention needed. Customer is saying that my performance is not at the mark. Inventory accuracy, I say it is very good, 5. Importance of that is, let's say, 40. So target score is 200. I say my target score is 200. Customer says yes, okay, 200. So it is in green. Green means it is okay. Because I say my performance is 200, customer says it is 200. So okay. Housekeeping or safety, I say it is target score is 200, customer says it is 160. Labor productivity, I say 150, he says 120. Space utilization, I say 120, customer says 90. Labor utilization, damage attempts, warehouse layout, equipment utilization, staff training, environment. About environment, he says, it is very poor. Totality, it is 80%. I say it is 1400. Customer says it is only 1120. So, how I say about my performance is not important. What customer says about my performance is important. Please note this. Very, very good. Very good, this chart. Then benchmarking. Benchmarking means I say somebody else is better than me. Let me go to him and learn from him. It's a process of comparing performance with operations with another companies, another operations within the same company, identifying best in class operations and learning what is to be done that they can achieve that high level of performance. For example, productivity. How they are able to achieve that level? Why I am not able to achieve that? Let me go to him and learn from him. In terms of external benchmarking, you need to choose your partners carefully. There are industry-specific benchmarking surveys available also. So, you know, you should be very humble and you should say, yes, he is better than me. Let me learn from him. The principles of benchmarking are collaboration, confidentiality, value, flexibility, honesty, openness, reputation. One potential method of ensuring confidentiality and anonymity is to utilize a third party such as consultancy or a university. There are consultants available. You can go to them, then they will say what to do about benchmarking. Then balanced scorecard. What is balanced scorecard? I have to learn from this balanced scorecard about financial, customer, internal business process and learning and growth. The term balanced scorecard refers to a strategic management performance metric. What is the metric? Measure everything that results in customer satisfaction or customer requirements. Used to identify and improve various internal business functions and their resulting external outcomes. In the development model of warehouse performance measurement, we have to group warehouse by performance indicators into four perspectives of the balanced scorecard. And always these four perspectives are financial, then customer satisfaction, then internal business process and learning and growth, that is training, education, retraining, everything. So we have to see what is my financial performance, what is my customer performance, what is my internal business process performance, and what is my performance in learning and growth of people. So this is a beautiful balanced scorecard. This is the example of balanced scorecard. Here you can see the financial perspective. Here you can see the customer perspective. Here you can see the internal perspective. And here you see the learning and retraining perspective. For example, here your objectives are there, like efficiency, then labor hours, low cost, productivity, and so on. And then how you do the action about improving everything. Action plan. So this is the balanced scorecard, which everybody you should see. It's important for every business to have a balanced scorecard which measures these four aspects. Thank you.